In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I want to let you guys know one more time, we got some tickets, Leroy, that you can win to Rockville. The Welcome to Rockville Music Festival returns to Daytona International Speedway May 7th through the 10th, featuring Guns N' Roses, still doing it, the Foo Fighters, Road Apples, Centaur Hog, My Chemical Romance, Godsmack, and a whole lot more. We got your chance to win tickets. You guys can get a pass for all 4 days. Just text the word Mayhem to 20357, M-A-Y-H-E-M, Mayhem. To 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. Tickets are also available at Welcome to Rockville, 1R.com. It's a text contest. Messages and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
You really had to say Rockville, 1R?
Well, because I just want people to know it's just 1R. That's how it's pronounced, but just 1R in Rockville.
Name a word that starts with RR.
I don't know. Just clarifying for everybody.
It has a great lineup, by the way, so people should go and get tickets. I'm just saying.
Nick T says, are the show ponies going to be there?
Show pony.
Crazy, man. This is a wild one. So let's get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Miami Hurricanes had 19 players make all ACC teams, including four on the first team. Malachi Toney, Akeem Mezidor, Ruben Bain among those, and Francis Maui Noah. So those are your first teamers. They're good.
Oh, yeah.
Something tells me they'll all be playing on Sundays. Something tells me.
Some sooner than others. Malachi got two more years.
He's incredible. You guys see this Giants first round pick, Abdul Carter, got benched?
Yeah, was he late or something?
Nah. Mm-mm.
Well,
Mm-mm.
His and when asked what happened, he just said, "Bleep happens." That's an unfounded rumor, is it not, Vlad?
Listen, the fact that the rumor is there, I'm believing it.
Why? You can't just do that just because something goes viral on Twitter.
Wait. So, I haven't heard.
Okay.
So please tell me the rumor.
The rumor. The thing that flew around Twitter and caught like wildfire.
Instead of watching X's and O's.
He was watching Triple X.
He was watching Triple X.
And then apparently his Bluetooth didn't connect and that the speaker went too loud and he was watching naughty pictures in the meeting. Now, he denies this, and it's all just been told that it was tardiness that was the reason for him not play, that he missed a drive. that they benched him. But nobody believes him now. But this is the thing, Vlad. If something goes hilariously viral on Twitter, like on NBA Central, then we just run with the fake story. What if he wasn't watching porn in the meeting?
The fact that you've had a history in your rookie year of doing things very immaturely, okay? You've been late and been benched to start games because of being immature. What makes you? What makes me, the guy who's just been hearing nothing of but these stories about you, not believe that you were caught watching Triple X during a team meeting?
Why would you even want to watch porn during a team meeting?
I don't know. You know, sometimes people get sent things in a group chat that says, "And
well, then that's not his fault. If somebody was making a jokey joke,
but it says NSFW, he was at work.
What if
it wasn't safe for him to watch?
What if Brian Burns sent him a video and he goes, "Well, you got stupid rookie, opened it up, watch this."
Guess what? He got burnt.
Like, that's probably what the jokey jokes are, you know, in 2025.
Abdul Carter has rubbed people the wrong way, no pun intended. And
here's the problem.
I'm not shocked by
the
that.
The problem is that when you do a whole lot of other foolishness, right, everything seems to get people to react that way, right? So by itself, everybody would just laugh and say, "Hey, Rook, what the hell are you doing?" Right? But when you combine it with all the other stuff and his childishness, then it just adds to it. And I think that's kind of where we are now, is that these events by themselves could be laughed off if you were handling your business.
Mm-hmm.
But doing other stuff and not being a professional, then this just adds to it. And now people are starting to get like, this is getting carried away.
Were you always like flummoxed by people who couldn't take care of their business? I know like you had the thing with Lombardi when you were young, but you, like, were you ever just completely lost? Because I always think that's, you know, people would find that crazy that like when you get from the college to the pros, how hard it is just, I guess, to stay on task with this stuff.
Here's the difference between me when I was a rookie. I never screwed up a play. I never missed an assignment. I always knew what to do. Right? But I still did some of the childish things before we got to that point that didn't allow me to get the playing time I probably should have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And so from that standpoint, I had veterans around me that knew that I knew what to do and I was putting the work in. And so they kind of helped me out a little bit. But you have to have one of the two. If you're going to be a knucklehead, you better damn sure be putting the work in.
Yeah.
So I didn't have problems not putting the work in, but I was the guy who came to the meeting right before it started. Right. Who, you know, during lunch breaks took a nap. Like, it wasn't for hanging out. It was just, that's, you know, I didn't have to worry about. And keep in mind, one of the coolest things about the NFL, when you first get there, you ain't got to get up and go to class. Right? So you ain't got study table at 7 at night. When practice is over at 3, 4, 5 o'clock, you done. So you gotta get in professional mode. And now add to that situation, we were 3-13 that year.
Yeah, and they're bad. This team's
right.
Bad.
And so, like, it's a true professional keeps plodding along, keeps doing his work, keeps, you know, being a professional. A young player who has never really lost or has always been on decent teams, you lose interest. So I get it. But when you don't have somebody else on the team that's really had any success, it's kind of hard for a veteran to come over to you and kind of, especially now with kids, because now They ain't going to do nothing to me. I was a top five pick. They ain't going to do nothing to me. I was a first rounder.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. The Giants seem like a frat house this year between him and Scataboo and Jackson Dart.
Yeah, but if those guys are knuckleheads, like, you going to be more lenient with them because they putting in the work. It ain't for that. They might be frat boys, but it's because of their play on the field. So, yeah, it doesn't always happen right away, but at the same time, he got to be more of a professional.
What was Carter, two or three this year? What was he?
Number two.
Sheesh.
He wanted to wear right. Lawrence Taylor's number.
That's a lot of money, too. Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. This guy's been nothing but he's been nothing but a headache. In his
that's become such kid. A new thing where everybody's like, "Hey, just give me your number, man." Like, no.
Yeah, listen.
No.
And I'm familiar with LT. Probably laughed at him. like, come on.
And now this guy's watching.
And I would tell you, LT would be insulted that a person that don't have one sack in the NFL thinks he's worthy of wearing the number 56.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We'll get to a little 15 minutes of game day, uncensored here, brought to us by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Dolphins getting set for the New York Jets this weekend. On the road to a Tua
Tagovailoa. In the cold. Not really cold. That's not that
cold. For Tua.
I mean, sure.
The Canes just did it, boys. Follow their lead, you know? Please?
I would say it's a little different that if a team with players that are all from Florida or mostly down south go up north and play in the cold, it's more of a culture shock than an NFL player who has probably played in the cold before because you don't play all your games in warm weather.
I'm nervous. So, I'm only nervous about one player. The rest of them I think will be fine, yeah. I'm just worried about wind. I'm worried about bad throws. I'm worried about pickoffs. Or we can just give the ball to Achane the whole time. Then recipe for success. Dolphins will win.
I've always gotten irritated about this aspect of Dolphins offensive football. Sometimes you overcoach the situation, right? Like, you'll change from something that's working because you figure they're going to figure it out,
yeah,
even though they don't really figure it out. And I would just like to see them keep working it until it doesn't work and then have a contingency plan that comes included with that.
You know,
instead of, now we got to find a whole nother play.
Mike McDaniel takes that wooden spoon. He's making the sauce and he's like, and then he's like, a little more spice. He gets too cute with it. Just like throwing more spice in here.
Right. Like you say, ooh, this feels nice and tasty with a little bit of kick. What if I add more kick?
Right, more.
Right.
More kick.
When you just had perfectly good sauce to start off with.
I mean, so, it feels like the way Achane's playing, like that's such a good route. Like you shouldn't deviate from it too much.
Achane's going to be in the cold too.
I'm not worried about him.
Speed and cold.
Yeah, but I don't know. Does anything feel like it could slow him down this year? I don't know.
No, 41 degrees is not that cold, guys.
Yeah, it's not like
it. No, I'm glad I have said that.
Listen,
I know that.
He's played in cold games. I mean, he played in the damn the game in Kansas City.
So did Tua.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Tua's played in cold games.
That was below zero, though.
He's just not
freezing.
Not
cold.
His thing. It's just not his thing.
All right. I mean, you know, they said it about a lot of guys, like the NFC South.
The Tampa Carolina teams?
Saints.
The Saints.
The Saints.
Right. Oh, that was a Drew Brees. That was a Drew Brees thing for a while, playing in the elements.
Yeah, because you got Tampa, New Orleans, Houston, and Atlanta.
Just need the guy to take care of the football. That's
they all
it.
Playing the dome, except for Tampa.
No, I just need Tua to, like, it just, he's just got, he's got like three oof passes a week. Some of them get picked off, some of them, but you're just like,
well, the Jets need it because the Jets
you know what it is?
Three turnovers this season.
I look at Tua this year, and in all other years when his first, you know, read didn't work, he would just go somewhere else. Just, you know, just methodically go through it. Now, if that first throw isn't there, it looks like his feet get all crazy and he looks hyperventilating, and it looks like then everything gets rushed. And I wish, because one of the things that I've said about everybody talking about Tua getting hurt, the one thing that drove me crazy was this. I don't care what your situation is. You can't ever go onto the field and not play football. And so when you're doing something to protect something or whatever, and it looks like you're not playing the game, that becomes more frustrating than anything. Like if it's third and two at a crucial moment in the game and you scramble, go get the first. I expect you to play football. And we have to just accept that. And he has to get out of his mind that his main concern is protecting. If he were to hold on to the ball one more second, you could see a guy coming out free. But because he has a clock in his head, he chucks it or throws it away because he doesn't want to get hit. You have to play football. And that's what's getting lost in all this, that he looks like he's playing not to get hurt and not playing football. You got to play the game. And I knew for a fact that fans were going to get pissed off if it's third and four and he throws the ball away at a crucial moment in time or doesn't try to get the first or slides early. They ain't going to give a damn about whether he going to get – they want him to get the first. They want him to play football.
Well, this was Mike McDaniel. This was Mike McDaniel earlier today asked about the slide where he misslid. This is what he had to say.
He wasn't trying to slide. He was trying to dive forward. So then I coached, you know, in situations like that when you're trying to do that. And we discussed how you have to keep the ball above your waist. I showed him kind of just like why it appeared to the side judge. And it could be you don't leave it into the official's hands, but they interpret it as a half slide. So then you address that particular situation. And then, you know, for scrambling in general, like there's a relative, like a risk reward, like throwing a contested ball. All right. The situation as the, you know, the quarterback of the team that has the ball in his hands and you're trying to win the game.
Enough!
How important
enough! Is. No! Yo, we're not breaking down the damn slide!
First of all, did you see Leroy's face?
Leroy, no, this is crazy!
Minus one
for
rambling.
Yo, Leroy.
You know what? You know what? Get the damn first! Get the first! You already know how people feel about you throwing the ball to the other team. Leroy. You know what make them feel better? If you get a damn first down.
Leroy, like,
stop it.
Leroy.
With this nonsense.
You look like
you gotta play football.
So I'm to
why y'all? Why y'all? We don't need all these damn explanations. You know what fans look at? It's third and two, and this clown got 1.5 yards. That's it.
The thing was,
and I told you this was gonna happen.
I know, but here's the thing that's different with this situation. Is that he just slid too early and thought that he nailed it. Like, that was the problem. He popped up and was like, like, no, dude, you can't just go finger guns first down and that gets the first down. I think he thinks that's the rule.
Listen. This isn't all sports. The second you go out on any field of play and try to play to protect yourself, it's going to be some of your last days on that field because it doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you care more about that than winning a game. And I told me, did I not say this was going to happen? I told you, if you go into that field and there's a play to be had and you don't make that play because you don't want to hurt yourself, fans will turn on you quicker than anybody.
Yeah, but you can't give the first down swaggy sign afterwards.
Yeah.
He thought he nailed it.
He started a sell. He started celebrating, and it was like, nah, you're short. You're
it's like, you know what's
literally
funny,
and figuratively
crazy,
speaking.
What's crazy is when Tua first got the job at quarterback, he was refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have, you know, all that negativity around him. He had a coach that felt positive about him. And he went out and just played football. And he got banged up a little bit. And he got a couple of concussions. And then everybody started making it about him being healthy for a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started playing that way. Mentally, you can't play. Even if you try to do it, you can never go on the field and think, the most important thing is that I get to live to play another play.
What?
No.
We have
the most important thing is that you make a play when it's asked of you.
The other thing is with him is, and we heard this when he was hurt last year, how angry he was that he had to be out because he's under different circumstances when it had to get hurt. You know, like
right.
He's out a month.
Sure.
Like, you're just like, hey, Tua's out, you're on IR.
But again, when Tua got hurt, it wasn't from not playing football. It was not being safe in the confines of playing football. Like,
nope.
Who did you think you were going to run over? Right? So when I say you can still be safe and play football, but first and foremost, you got to play football. Do you know how much he could change fans' minds if this dude went out there and extended a play and made a couple of first downs? Right? How that would change the narrative instead of, oh, somebody's close, slide. Like, you...
Yeah, it's just, dude, it's tough. Leroy, it's tough when...
You can't play. You got to play.
I know, but when
you
can't...
You got to play the game.
If you throw yourself almost barely into Damar Hamlin and you get taken out for a month, like...
And he has a weak heart.
You don't even feel like, is there anybody you can stand up for in this?
But again, we're talking about two different things. You have to play football while when you get in those situations, understanding when to say when.
Gamely awareness.
Right? It's like so for Tua, it just seems like he is more concerned with all the crap that he's heard about being available for 16 weeks. And he's trying so hard to do that, he ain't playing football.
We'll take a break, come back, mix things up with the mixed bag, which we put off for a little bit. And including Michael Jordan, still milking this damn interview.
I told you.
Back after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But, Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I'm going to let you guys know one more time. We got some tickets, Leroy, that you can win. To Rockville.
Oh, yeah.
The Welcome to Rockville Music Festival returns to Daytona International Speedway May 7th through the 10th, featuring Guns N' Roses, still doing it, the Foo Fighters, Road Apples, Centaur Hog, My Chemical Romance, Godsmack, and a whole lot more. And we got your chance to win tickets. And you guys can get a pass for all 4 days. Just text the word Mayhem to 20357, M-A-Y-H-E-M, Mayhem, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. Tickets are also available at WelcomeToRockville1R.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
You really had to say Rockville1R?
Well, because I just want people to know it's just one R. That's how it's that's how it's pronounced, but just one R in Rockville.
Name a word that starts with RR.
I don't know. Just clarifying for everybody.
It has a great lineup, by the way, so people should go and get tickets. I'm just saying.
Nick T says, are the show ponies going to be there?
Show pony.
Crazy, man. This is a wild one. So let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Miami Hurricanes had 19 players make all ACC teams, including four on the first team. Malachi Toney, Akeem Mezidor, Ruben Bain among those, and Francis Maui Noah. So those are your first teamers. They're good.
Oh, yeah.
Something tells me they'll all be playing on Sundays. Something tells
some
me.
Some sooner than others. Malachi got 2 more years.
Whew. He's incredible. You guys see this Giants first-round pick, Abdul Carter, got benched?
Yeah, was he late or something?
Nah. Mm-mm.
Well.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And when asked what happened, he just said, bleep happens. That's an unfounded rumor, is it not, Vlad?
Listen, the fact that the rumor is there, I'm believing it.
Why? You can't just do that just because something goes viral on Twitter.
Wait. So I haven't heard.
Okay.
So please tell me the rumor.
The rumor. The thing that flew around Twitter and caught like wildfire.
Instead of watching X's and O's.
He was watching Triple X.
He was watching Triple X.
And then apparently his Bluetooth didn't connect and that the speaker went too loud and he was watching naughty pictures in the meeting. Now, he denies this and it's all just been told that it was tardiness that was the reason for him not play, that he missed a drive, that they benched him. But nobody believes him now. But this is the thing, Vlad. If something goes hilariously viral on Twitter, like on NBA Central, Then we just run with the fake story. What if he wasn't watching porn in the meeting?
The fact that you've had a history in your rookie year of doing things very immaturely, okay? You've been late and been benched to start games because of being immature. What makes me, the guy who's just been hearing nothing but these stories about you, not believe that you were caught watching XXX during a team meeting?
Why would you even want to watch porn during a team meeting?
I don't know. You know, sometimes people get sent things in a group chat that says, NSFW.
Well, then that's not his fault if somebody was making a jokey joke.
But it says NSFW. He was at work.
What if
it wasn't safe for him to watch?
What if Brian Burns sent him a video and he goes, stupid rookie opened it up. Watch this.
Guess what? He got burnt.
Like, that's probably what the jokey jokes are, you know, in 2025.
Abdul Carter has rubbed people the wrong way, no pun intended. And
here's the problem.
I'm not shocked by
that. The problem is that when you do a whole lot of other foolishness, right, everything seems to get people to react that way, right? So by itself, everybody would just laugh and say, hey, Rook, what the hell are you doing, right? But when you combine it with all the other stuff and his childishness, then it just adds to it. And I think that's kind of where we are now, is that these events by themselves could be laughed off if you were handling your business.
Mm-hmm.
But doing other stuff and not being a professional, then this just adds to it. And now people are starting to get like, this is getting carried away.
Were you always like flummoxed by people who couldn't take care of their business? I know like you had the thing with Lombardi when you were young, but you, like, were you ever just completely lost? Because I always think that's, you know, people would find that crazy that like when you get from the college to the pros, how hard it is just, I guess, to stay on task with this stuff.
Here's the difference between me when I was a rookie. I never screwed up a play. I never missed an assignment. I always knew what to do, right? But I still did some of the childish things before we got to that point that didn't allow me to get the playing time I probably should have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And so from that standpoint, I had veterans around me that knew that I knew what to do and I was putting the work in. And so they kind of helped me out a little bit. But you have to have one of the two. If you're going to be a knucklehead, you better damn sure be putting the work in.
Yeah.
So I didn't have problems not putting the work in, but I was the guy who came to the meeting right before it started, right? Who, you know, during lunch breaks took a nap. Like, it wasn't for hanging out. It was just, that's, you know, I didn't have to worry about. And keep in mind, one of the coolest things about the NFL, when you first get there, you ain't got to get up and go to class. Right? So you ain't got study table at 7 at night. When practice is over at 3, 4, 5 o'clock, you're done. So you gotta get in professional mode. And now add to that situation, we were 3-13 that year.
Yeah, and they're bad. This team
right.
is bad.
And so, like, it's a true professional keeps plodding along, keeps doing his work, keeps, you know, being a professional. A young player who has never really lost or has always been on decent teams, you lose interest. So I get it. But when you don't have somebody else on the team that's really had any success, it's kind of hard for a veteran to come over to you and kind of, especially now with kids, because now They ain't going to do nothing to me. I was a top five pick. They ain't going to do nothing to me. I was a first rounder.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. The Giants seem like a frat house this year between him and Scataboo and Jackson Dart.
Yeah, but if those guys are knuckleheads, like, you going to be more lenient with them because they putting in the work. It ain't for that. They might be frat boys, but it's because of their play on the field. So, yeah, it doesn't always happen right away, but at the same time, he got to be more of a professional.
What was Carter, two or three this year? What was he?
Number two.
Sheesh.
He wanted to wear right. Lawrence Taylor's number.
That's a lot of money, too. Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. This guy's been nothing but a headache.
That's become such a new thing where everybody's like, hey, just give me your number, man. Like, no.
Listen.
No.
And I'm familiar with LT. Probably laughed at him. like, come on.
And now this guy's watching.
I would tell you, LT would be insulted that a person that don't have one sack in the NFL thinks he's worthy of wearing the number 56.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back up.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got Heat basketball tonight. Heat take on the Dallas Mavericks. 7:15 preheat. Solana and Tommy Tag will get you ready for all the action, and see if he can keep it going. Get this road trip off to the right start. Quick road trip, quick two gamer, then back home for the Kings. Oh, by the way, have those Kings tickets. Let's give those away. J-Fit, what ticket? Who should we give those away to? What caller number?
We can give it away to caller number 4.
Caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to Heat and Kings on Saturday night. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win Heat and Kings tickets. Mixed bag! Paul Maurice talking about his team and says, listen, we can't just wait for everybody to return. We got to get this puppy going.
Well, the two are separate, right? The two are separate. This is our hockey team. And even if Lou Staranin comes back sometime toward the end, nobody else is. So this is what we got. And that's why you have to find a new way to grind and maybe new wins at times and build your confidence in smaller pieces in the game and not look at the record as the forward motion, because you know, you always start playing a little bit better before you start winning, and I think we've had that in our games. We have to have a bit of patience with what we're doing, and then we do. We got to get a little stronger performance out of a few guys because we just don't have the margin for error.
All right. Hopefully the Cats can get it picked up. Has not been great. Losses to the struggling Leafs and the Calgary Flames. Oof. Champs are banged up. Speaking of championships, Michael Jordan still milking this interview on NBC. NBA on NBC. It's still going. Just him and Tirico. You know, just unveiling it slowly every week. He's got new takes. This was Michael Jordan on too much focus on these commercials.
Now it's like it's a prerequisite. You know, everybody has to have a logo. Everybody has to have a.
You know why, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm part of the reason why everybody tries to get a logo, but
brand, right?
A brand,
right? Brand Jordan.
But the thing is that brand established based on what I did on the basketball court. You know, I didn't put the brand before I put the work. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I put the work first, and then the brand evolved based on the work.
Right.
A lot of times it's different. You see it in every sport, not just basketball, football, baseball. Everybody's walking around with a logo and a hat, and I get it. But whatever I did here is never going to affect what I do on the basketball court.
But do you think that's harder now for guys? And there's social media and all this stuff. So they got to cut through the clutter here a bit, right?
Yeah, that's true. I like to think that if I was playing today,
right,
I like to think that no matter what, my game is going to validate whatever I try to participate in off away from the game. It's really tough for the kids today. And most of them do a great job of navigating what you are talking about. That's, as long as you understand that this is always going to be what you remembered for. Basketball and your love for basketball should always be pure. We would play this game, I've always said this, we would play this game for free. We did. And now we just so happen to get paid for it. Generationally, you know, I like to think that most of the time that people will remember Michael Jordan based on what he did on the basketball court and not always the commercials that he did.
I'd like to say something.
Do tell.
You do realize that didn't Jordan get his shoe contract right out of college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you remember the...
I don't believe it was
the
his...
movie.
It wasn't...
That made such a big deal out of it.
Of course.
With him being the first guy to get a cut of the shoe and all this. And the Jordan brand came along later.
Right.
In his career. But the shoe deal and the Nike Airs were his signature, and he got it before he played 1 second of NBA basketball.
Can't they get him to come on live once just to react to what's going on? We're still going to go. How many more of these episodes do we have off the Tirico interview? Not that he's not saying anything fine. It's just like this was your rollout. This was.
I told you guys.
Can they do two? How long has it been?
No, it's been since August. They did this interview in late August or September.
This is ridiculous.
And they just gonna they clipped 5 to 7 minute segments, and this is supposed to last you a whole year, when narratives are being changed by the second in the NBA.
Yeah, would it kill Michael Jordan to give us a take on the Thunder never lose? Yeah. Is he going to do another? There's got to be a second one, right? There's going to be at least another one, right? I'm not going to be sitting here in March and it's still this interview with him in the giant office with Tirico.
I mean, it is Jordan.
I got to know how much he got for this interview. How much do you think he got paid for this interview?
I'm just saying. It is Jordan.
How much did he get?
And Jordan get to go at his own pace. And most people try to stretch it out because it's Jordan. But I think some of his comments with, and keep in mind that a lot of these shoe companies go after these players and offer them that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get their own shoe right away. First, they get a lucrative shoe deal. Then they get their name shoe, which is the same thing that happened to Jordan. Except Jordan got a shoe right away.
Bam Adebayo is a Jordan athlete. He does not have the Bams. He wears A1s on the court for Asia Wilson. But he was talking about Davion Mitchell and how good he is at passing the ball.
It just makes it easy for him. You know, you're not doing a lot of play calls. You're not trying to figure out, like, who needs the ball. Like, this offense is built for him. Like, we have the number one pace. You know, all of us run, but, like, he's the head of the snake. When Davion gets the ball and he gets up the court, like, it literally might be three dribbles. And that just puts defenses on their heel because, obviously, he can get downhill. He'll shoot a quick layup and, you know, people got to respect that. So, you know, and then when defense collapses, he just makes it easy. Like, stop on 2 feet and then hit the open person.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
This show has bred a bunch of knuckleheads.
Why?
So we listening to Bam talk.
Yep.
We listen to what he have to say about Davion, giving Davion his flowers.
Head of the snake.
And saying how important he is. Dade South, those aren't prescription.
Why can't anyone? You don't know that he doesn't have prescription glasses, Dade South.
But I'm just saying. Like, that's what you have to say. That's the show. Yeah. You could be going on. Like, look, I was passionate about something I was saying the other day, and you said, you know what? Get the chicken out your beard. Right?
Very distracting.
Davion
Mitchell, this is Heat vs. Haters on Twitter. His last five games, 47 assists, 9 steals, 7 turnovers. Good ratio.
How do you take that off the court?
Insane. You can't. Finally, another guy's having a good season is Jordan Brooks. Mike McDaniel, he loves him.
It's rare that a quiet, business-like, serious, focused person becomes the, you know, almost the voice of your team. That process is really cool because the quiet guy doesn't talk until people are asking what he has to say. He's doing his job. He's relentless. You know, he's tough. But it's rare you're given the gift of having being on a team with a person that's so focused, so tough-minded, so relentless that you can count on his 100% every day.
Wow.
You want me to break that down for you?
Sure.
He is one of those guys, those worry guys, that leads by example, not with his mouth. End of conversation. End of comments. Next question. Does that about sum it up? When you say somebody's quiet but is a leader,
he
leads with his actions.
Pretty sure he's just chewing glass, too. Somewhere.
He does have that arm armor on.
Been awesome. Great season.
I don't know whether he's getting ready to look like he could take a bat and bat third.
Right.
With that arm thing on.
The Barry Bonds. That's a show for today, everybody. We appreciate you rascals tuning in, and we will talk to everybody tomorrow.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.